much CMEEK is available? How much has he been able to do, and what's the plan for him?
You know, get him out there first and foremost. I mean, shooting and moving around in practice and shooting around is one thing, but you know, when you're closing out to a guy who's violent and moving really fast, it's something else. But I anticipate, you know, and I'm hoping that he'd be fine, but we'll see once he gets out there.
When you look at this Atlanta team, you know, they've sort of retooled over the years, you know. What impresses you about them?
First, really well coached. Looking at what Quinn and his staff have done, they've done a really good job. The length, athleticism, the way that they brought along Johnson, the additions of shooting, I think they added some veterans, CJ, that, you know, calm you down in moments. So when I watch them on film, they have the spurt ability, but then they have the control ability to give CJ the ball and make sure that they get a good shot. Defensively is probably the one that jumps out at me at the most, watching the way that they defend, how they attack. They're doing a really good job.
Did you have any relationship with Quinn at all growing up in Washington? I know he's not a Seattle guy per se, but...
Yeah, you know, no, he, Mercer Island.
Mercer, that
this is a different... It's different there.
Right.
But he's you know, coming up, I heard of this kid from the other side, and, you know, we hadn't seen anything like that. So I was like, I had to go see for myself. So I went down to the state championship and went down to Seattle Sun Coliseum, which is the key arena and is went on now. And we snuck in, and we was way up top. And I said, oh, okay. Like, you could see he was moving different. And then watching his career, obviously, always rooting and cheering for him. But that was really the extent. And then, you know, once I got here and got to talk to him and different things like that, but, you know, he was a little mythical back then because hadn't seen that.
Right.
Yeah.
When you say you hadn't seen anything quite like him, what exactly?
I mean, you know, coming from that side of the water, I'm inner city, so it, you know, it is what it is, where I come from. So either you got it or you don't got it, and you don't get tested, and you got to go from neighborhood to neighborhood to prove yourself. So I hadn't seen him. So, and, you know, he was a full session ahead of me. I think he's a 4 years. So, you know, a guard, he's dunking and different things, and I'm, you know, so I was just like, let's go see what he's about. And he was about that life. I give Quinn his props. Yeah.
Could you give us an update on Daquan Plowden? We so enjoyed having him with us.
Yeah. So identified him as summer league. Like I said, like when it comes to what we want, the type of standard that we want to play to, I thought he was everything as far as the defense, shoots the ball, shoots the proper shots, plays the right way, practices the right way, his attitude, everything, coachability, all of that stuff. So then, you know, obviously got him in the fold. He goes to the G League and he just plays fantastic. And then he comes up and he has a couple of games, but he hadn't shot the ball at the same. So it was waiting for him. And then all of a sudden he started knocking down some shots. But the one thing that I love about him is the defense, like the physicality on the defensive end, the aggressiveness, the willingness to guard whoever, like he ain't ducking no smoke. So super, just love having him in the fold. He's a coach's dream. Yeah.
Anything else?
ICC?
Yeah.